Today I'm going to be teaching on the subject of offense. So many people today are angry at someone about something. I would venture to say that there's probably more people that are angry about something or offended than those that are not. And yet, the Bible warns us over and over and over about the dangers of being offended. And so I'm praying that your eyes will be open today, that you would see any area in your life where maybe you're offended and you don't even realize that you are. Sometimes I think we can get things stuck on the inside of us and they've been there so long we just have lived with it to the point where it becomes normal for us or natural. And sometimes we make so many excuses for our anger. But we have to realize that it's never justified. No matter what somebody's done to you, your anger, your unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, being offended, it's never justified simply because God tells us not to do it. And I want you to keep in mind that God never tells us to do anything unless it's going to be something that's going to be good for us. And actually, I teach over and over that when you forgive someone who's hurt you, you're really not doing them a favor, you're doing yourself a favor. Because when we harbor unforgiveness towards someone, it eats away at us. It's like offense is like having a little bit of pepper in your salt. It's like it's just kind of there nipping away at you. And you go through life and you can smile at the person and make all the niceties, but down deep inside, there's something that's really bugging you. And the first thing I want you to realize is that you're always going to have opportunity to be offended. Maybe every day. One time I challenged people to take a week and count how many opportunities they had to be offended. And one girl came back and said 40, and that's probably just a normal number. You can get offended in traffic. You can get offended in the grocery store. You can get offended at work. You can get offended in the family. Anytime we're going to be dealing with people that are different than we are and people who make mistakes, the same as we make mistakes, there's going to be an opportunity for offense. But this is an opportunity that we don't want to take advantage of. Matter of fact, the Bible says don't take offense. And I love that. Satan's going to offer it to us, and he's going to offer it to us often. But just because somebody offers you poison, that doesn't mean that you have to take it. So, offense, if you study the word in the Greek, original Greek, it comes from a Greek word pronounced skandalon. And this is actually what it says the definition is. It's the name, skandalon, translated offense, is the name of the part of the trap on which the bait hung that lured the animal into the trap. So it would be like the cheese on the mouse trap. You're not going to catch a mouse in a trap if there's nothing on that trap to lure them in. And Satan wants to trap us. He wants to trap us in misery, and he wants to get us trapped in a place where we're out of the will of God, but either aren't aware of it or we feel like we can't do anything about it. And so offense would be like the cheese on the mouse trap. It's what Satan uses offense to draw us into deeper problems. And offense, if it's not dealt with promptly, can turn into some very bad things. Bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, even hatred. We're not only supposed to forgive, we're supposed to forgive frequently and quickly. There are scriptures that say both. And the quicker we forgive, the easier it is to do it. One of the ways to be able to forgive is to believe the best of people, or to maybe try to understand where they're coming from. You know, there's always two sides to every story, and when somebody does something that hurts us, we understand what they did to us, but we don't know their heart. We don't know what's going on in their heart. Many times we don't know how they were raised in their childhood. And so they may have hurts and things going on the inside of them that's causing them to do the things they did or behave the way they behaved. You know, you may go to the store and get a grouchy clerk, and that can be offensive to you because you're spending your money there. You would expect them to be nice to you. But what may, I don't know, maybe they've had a loved one die recently and they're doing all they can do to stand there and run the cash register. It's good if we try to believe the best of people, and instead of getting so bothered about the way they're treating us, maybe consider what they're doing to themselves. I love what Jesus said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Isn't that interesting? Forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. You know, the Bible says if Satan would have realized what he was doing, he would have never had the Son of God crucified. He didn't really realize what he was doing. He thought he was hurting Jesus, but actually, he was setting the world free. Same thing, a lot of times when people do something to us, they don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're not trying to hurt us. That's not the object of what they're trying to do. We just got in their way on a day when things were difficult for them. Now, I know there's all different kinds of things that different ones of you have gone through, and I'm sure some of you have been hurt very deeply. I was sexually abused by my father. My mother knew about it and didn't know how to help me. She was too weak in her personality to confront my dad and know how to help me, so she ignored the situation, and it brought some very deep hurts into my life. I married the first young man that came along. He ran around with other women. That was another 5 years of agony. So I know what it's like to be hurt, and I know that it can be challenging to forgive people that have hurt you, but the first thing, if we're ever going to forgive, we have to believe it's possible. We can't keep talking about how hard it is, because even though God calls us to do hard things, He always gives us enough grace to do what He has asked us to do. So if there are any of you watching today and you think, well, I can't forgive. It's too much. It's not fair. It's not right. Well, Jesus taking our sin wasn't fair and it wasn't right. Him forgiving us for our sins against Him was not fair, but He did it. He did it anyway. And we need to follow His example, and we need to do it anyway. I'm very concerned about all the people in the world today that are angry. We live in such an angry world, and boy, I just feel like I need to just keep preaching on this in different ways until people get it. I told somebody yesterday, I was with somebody in the car, and we were talking about just how upset, how easily people get upset. And I mean, you know what it's like driving in traffic. I mean, you make one teeny tiny little mistake and the person in the other car is ranting and raving and carrying on like you're the worst person that ever lived. And it's like people don't give you any room today to make mistakes. They're forgetting that they make mistakes all the time that they want mercy for, but yet they don't want to give mercy when they need to give mercy. And we were talking about something that had happened that had upset someone. And you know, of course, I've lived for quite a while now, and so I've gone through all those phases of getting upset and getting my feelings hurt. And I've learned, actually, I really have learned this, and learning takes a long time. So when somebody tells you, "I've learned this," it's worth listening to them, because maybe if you do, you can save yourself a lot of years of agony. And I've learned that being upset about something you cannot do anything about is totally, completely useless. I've also learned that trying to make other people be what you want them to be and getting angry with them if they won't is also useless, because only God can change people, and people are only going to change if they want to change. Not because you want them to change, but because they want to change. And I can promise you today that if you will try giving people more mercy and a lot less harsh judgment, your life is going to be very much better. You're going to be a much happier person.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching. To get more from Joyce, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.